Now, one of my favorite cuisines is Thai food. I have it every chance I can get. I love pad see ew. It's probably my favorite dish, but pad thai is also very popular. And Shane is joining me in the studio for this week's edition of Eating History. Good morning once again, Shane.
Good morning, Mitch.
Pad thai, for those who've never had it before, it's pretty much the staple at any Thai restaurant or Thai kind of cafe or whatever you want to call it. It's really simple. Noodles, meat,
Peanuts,
chili, delicious, right?
All fried up.
Fried
into
up.
Into a greasy, good takeaway box.
Really good for hangovers as well. I fucking add that in. Now, but you're going to tell us the history of Pad Thai, especially the name Pad Thai, where it all sort of came from. So proceed.
Right. So the history of Pad Thai, like the best foods, it starts with a revolution.
Okay, yep.
So revolution strikes Thailand around 1932, and the monarchy is replaced by a series of presidents. Some might call them military dictatorships, which in 1938 was led by a guy called Phabun.
Phabun.
Phabun, that's short for a quite long name mm-hmm. that would take up all the time this morning.
Yep.
So when the revolution finishes, his problems aren't over.
Mm-hmm.
They're just beginning. So he finds himself the head of a country that's surrounded by colonial powers. You've got the British in Burma, you've got the French in Indochina.
Yep.
Not to mention that Thailand itself is filled with all these really ethnically diverse groups of people that were previously being held together by the monarchy he's responsible for kicking out.
Okay, not a popular guy, maybe.
Not a great start. So for Bun, Thailand was at risk of losing its identity, not just its political identity, but its cultural one too. So his solution to that was to come up with the 12 cultural mandates. These are a legally enforced set of rules defining what Thai-ness is and how to be Thai.
Okay.
So one of these changes was he officially changed the name from Siam to Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
That stuck.
Nice one.
He introduced a national anthem. That stuck.
Mm-hmm.
He introduced a national dress. That sort of stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing he did was he decreed that Thai people will only eat Thai food.
Thai people only eat Thai food. Kind of hard to enforce.
It is hard to enforce, and it's a lot more difficult than it sounds because, as we mentioned before, Thailand is a melting pot of cultures, and there's nothing really distinctly or uniquely Thai about the food. You've got curries, noodles, and rice. They're all originally brought from elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So Phabun, master chef and military dictator, came to the rescue. He decreed that from now on, the quintessential Thai dish is Pad Thai.
Pad Thai.
So it didn't really exist in Thailand before then.
Mm-hmm.
According to some sources, the recipe came from a competition that he held.
Really?
According to other sources, it's a Phabun family recipe.
Ah, of course.
But one thing we do know for certain is that it actually is a Chinese dish.
Really?
So it's not really Thai at all.
Oh no.
So it's kind of like all these foods that become synonymous with their place of origin, that when you look into it, they're actually from somewhere else. So mm-hmm. like Hawaiian pizza is from Canada. French fries are from Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
So Chinese noodle stir fries were really popular in Thailand during World War II. So when it came to a dish that was going to be easy to make, that was already really popular and that could be easily made by all the street vendors around Thailand, it seemed kind of logical that Chinese noodle stir fry would be the one he chose. But because he was eliminating all foreign influence from Thailand, he decreed, from now on, that's not Chinese at all. That is, in fact, the Thai food, the ultimate Thai food. Pad Thai.
Just because he said so.
Because he said so.
Okay, well, there you go. So a state-sanctioned dish, Pad Thai.
And it worked. I mean, it's still the most popular Thai dish.
Yeah, absolutely. And synonymous with Thailand as well. I mean, I've never been there before, but it's a pretty popular dish in Thailand as well, I've heard.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Well, there you go. A fascinating look at the history of a very popular dish here in Australia, Pad Thai. Fascinating stuff as always. Shane, thanks so much.
No worries.
We'll catch you next time.